Psalm 144 of David.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Rescue me and deliver me from the many waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescues David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars, cut for the structure of a palace. May our granaries be full, providing all kinds of produce. May our sheep bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields. May our cattle be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failure in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Today's devotion. Living lightly with joy. My grandmother often said to us, living lightly with joy, which means it's good to face life with a light and cheerful heart. She hoped we would approach life with ease, not to avoid hard work, but to guard our hearts from selfish ambition or being trapped by worldly pursuits. Her words remind me that life is precious and must be treasured with the right posture. Yet many of us live as though life will never end, planning endlessly, chasing tirelessly, worrying constantly, forgetting how temporary we truly are. Psalm chapter 144 gives a sobering reminder. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Life is short, yet we often waste our days pursuing comfort, recognition, or things that vanish in a moment. Psalm chapter 144 reminds us what truly matters. The center of life is not our achievements, but who God is and what he has done. God protects us. He gives us strength and shelter. God saves us. He delivers us from danger and sin. God blesses us. He fills our days with abundance, peace, and joy. At the same time, the psalm teaches us that without him, we are powerless. Our abilities and plans cannot sustain us. We need his mercy every moment. So how should we live this brief and fragile life? We are called to live humbly, gratefully, and dependently on God. Each day is an opportunity to rely on him, walk in his ways, and pursue what is eternal. May we live in his presence with abundance, faithfulness, and joy, letting each day reflect his grace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that our lives are short like a breath. Teach us to live wisely and depend humbly on you. Protect us, save us, and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.